and welcome back to The Real One. Today, let's talk about not being able to fit in. This is a new episode. This is basically episode one of being the outcast and just not being able to fit into a certain place or a certain way like ordinary other people. So today, this is obviously episode one, I've already just clarified that, blah blah blah, shut up. But today, we're going to talk about what is the feelings about not fitting in and being an outcast, what it is like to be an outcast, and how we can stop being an outcast. So let's get right into this. So, today we are obviously going on about being an outcast, and what is an outcast? An outcast, in my opinion, is someone who finds it hard and struggles to just fit in like any ordinary other citizen or person in particular. And, well, there is more people that doesn't really fit in, to be honest, because they choose not to, or they find it hard to, or they just don't know how to. And I see a lot of outcasts when I'm out and about. I see people in groups of people, like, laughing at one certain person, taking the mick out of one certain person, and that person getting pushed aside while all the rest of them are fitting in and joining in, doing whatever they want to do. So, when I also go to college, because I'm a college student, when I go to college, I always see people all of our time around, on their own, by themselves, not looking too happy, looking quite miserable. So, when you see someone who's not fitting in, or being an outcast, or who doesn't really necessarily know what to do to fit in with someone, my suggestion to you is mainly to go up to them, approach them confidently, and mainly see if they want to talk to you, and just be friendly, be kind to them, and just make sure they fit in. Like, nowadays it's so hard to get into a group of friends because people are not very accepting, or people just doesn't really want certain people to be in their squad or their gang or their group of friends, and I think that's very, very disgusting, to be honest. I think that mainly people need to just chillax and just relax and relax and just enjoy people's company and just try and make everyone fit in, because I feel like nowadays people, especially teenagers, go back home from a rough day at college or school and just go in their room and don't come out. They just play on the computers and they're all by themselves feeling low, or they're just on their mobile phones. And I feel like this world needs a society, and this world needs to communicate much more, because I feel like we're all glued on our phones and everyone's not, like, supporting everyone nowadays. They're just pushing everyone aside, and I feel like it's not nice, to be honest, because I feel to myself, why is that person on their own, when the reality is, if I see someone sad, I want to help them, and nowadays, people just don't care enough, and it's sad, really, because outcasts are just so insecure, like, they feel so insecure and so low and so miserable because they just feel like they got no one. And I think it's not a nice sight to see, to be honest. And I think, to be honest, we really need to just help out more. We need to, I'd say in my opinion, we need to run more youth clubs. We need to run more community events. I think we need to run more society of people coming together and talking and sharing opinions. I just think we all need to just try and fit in and help each other out. If we actually get off our phones and look around and actually maybe enjoy what we have around each other and actually try and be nice to people, maybe there would be less wars, you know? But back to being an outcast, I myself have been an outcast for a very, very long time, and it really does suck, to be honest. And I know the feeling. It makes you feel desperate, it makes you feel weak, it makes you feel insecure, it makes you feel lonely, it makes you feel like you're not worth what someone else is worth, you know? And the reality is, you are worth something. Everyone who is an outcast, you are worth something. And you are worth more than you probably actually know about yourself. You are worth so much more than just being by yourself in the corner, locked away in the dark. You need to pick yourself out and try to talk to people, even if people are rude and disgusting. That's probably why people find it hard to fit in, because so many people are so nasty and rude nowadays. They just push people aside because they're rude. If there was more nice people willing to allow people to fit in, there wouldn't be outcasts, then there wouldn't be people by themselves. And that's the sad reality, to be honest, because there's so many people by themselves right now. And I feel that personally, you may disagree, you may disagree with me on this conversation, but I feel like homeless people are outcasts too, because it seems like they've been pushed away so badly from their home that they've got no one else to escape to run to. They've lost their loved ones, and when you see a homeless person, try and help out, give them a drink, or give them some food, or give them some money. Be a good person, rather than being that person that says, oh, that person's not fitting in with our group of friends because he looks different, or oh, that person's not fitting in because he's a different religion, or she's black and I'm white. Like, you will need to just try and fit everyone in and just make each other feel welcome, because there's so many people that don't feel welcome nowadays that it's just not necessarily helping anyone out, to be honest. And myself, I find it so hard to make true loyal friends nowadays, because so many friends are so hypocritical and so judgmental and so criticized them on everything someone does. It's like, we need to just fit in and just help each other out, because the more someone feels like they're an outcast, the more they get pushed away, the worse and the most weak they will feel. Trust me on that. They will feel so low. You know, you may think, oh, that person sitting next to you on their own might be fine, but the reality is they might not be fine. You know, like, you need to show decencies as a person to show people that you want people to fit in with you, you know, because I feel like being an outcast is one of the worst things. I think being an outcast is also like being a bully, because, like, you probably think that's stupid me saying, but, like, an outcast, really, like, if there's a group of friends, this is what I'm saying, it's a bit like a bully. If there's a group of friends, right, and they're laughing at one person, I feel like that is just as bad as bullying. Because they're pushing one person aside all by themselves without anything to do, and that person's all by themselves. And I think it's not a nice sight to see, to be honest. And I think that we really need to just have more people try it harder and more people socialise more. I know people won't probably listen to this podcast, but I want this world to make a better way of showing love to people, because there's so many wars and arguments in this world, and people being pushed away, feeling like they are an outcast, that they no longer know what to do. So if you ever see anyone on their own upset, or if you ever see anyone on their own, just perhaps maybe say to them one day, hey, how are you? Are you okay? Or smile at them, or even just open a door for them. Just be friendly if you see someone on their own. Because being an outcast is the worst feeling in the world. I know it for a fact. It's not the best feeling. So, if you enjoyed this podcast, you were just listening to The Real Ones. This will be every single Monday where I bring up a new range of a topic or something I will talk about. Maybe if I feel like it, I may add more days to the week of doing podcasts if it does well, or if you lot want them. If you really enjoyed this podcast, make sure to follow me at The Real Ones. Thank you for listening. Peace.